Coming up on KUCB News, no charges will be filed against the Unalaska City Council, and seafood watchers wonder if secondary processing will be subject to China's new tariff. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. State prosecutors say they won't file any charges against Unalaska's public officials, signaling the end of an unexplained months-long investigation into the city council. Assistant Attorney General John Darnell made the announcement to KUCB yesterday after spending 2 months reviewing the case for the Office of Special Prosecutions.
I screened it and basically declined it for prosecution. Can't really get into the reasons why, other than I didn't see any criminal offenses.
It's still unclear why some number of current or former city councilors was under investigation. Local police declined to comment when they launched the inquiry, and the Alaska State Troopers did the same when they took over the case. A former counselor has suggested it stemmed from a personnel controversy that erupted last summer between the council and former city manager Dave Martinson regarding acting police chief Jennifer Shockley. Prosecutor Darnell declined to clarify, saying only,
"Small town gossip going around is my personal opinion, getting things spun up."
The case is now closed unless any new information comes to light. In a written statement, the Department of Public Safety supported OSP's decision, saying they, quote, "always have the option to decline prosecution in any criminal case, and we trust that their decision not to pursue charges was made with the best interests of justice for all community members in mind," end quote. The City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, June 26th. Processors are waiting to find out whether secondary processing of Alaska fish will be subject to a new 25% tariff. That question arose Friday after China announced the tariff in retaliation to new American markups on Chinese goods. But as far as the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute can tell, the answer is no.
Our information from our office in China and from our trade partners in China is that this new 25% tariff will not be applied to seafood that is processed in China for re-exports.
That's Alexa Tongovich, executive director of ASMI. She says the logistics of how these tariffs will be applied are still in the works, and that her organization is watching the situation as it evolves. Many seafood processors head and gut fish in Alaska before sending it to China for processing, and from there it's exported to other countries. As China is the largest market for Alaska seafood and a major reprocessing location, many state officials say they are concerned the Trump administration's new tariffs will hurt exports. To that end, Governor Bill Walker says he will meet with American and Chinese leaders in Washington next week to help protect Alaska's interests. Yesterday, we shared the story of Alaska's backlog for Medicaid and other public assistance programs. The number of unresolved applications is about 20,000, but as APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports, the state is trying to bring that figure down.
Anchorage resident Jill Yorty has been waiting since January to learn whether her 5-year-old daughter, Raven, has qualified for Denali Kid Care. That's the state and federal program that provides health care to children in lower-income households, much like Medicaid does for adults. Yorty recently spent a day trying to learn more about Raven's application. Since she couldn't reach anyone on the phone, she waited in line at the Division of Public Assistance Anchorage office.
How are people supposed to keep jobs if they're required to stand in these lines all day without knowing when they'll be seen, without knowing when their case will get an answer? And you have to just stay there. You're chained to that office until your name is called, or you miss your chance.
Raven isn't alone. More than 15,000 applications have been waiting for more than 4 months to be processed. Some have it worse. 102 have been waiting for more than 3 years. The state leaders who work on public assistance say the size of the backlog overstates the number of people actually waiting. The state uses two different computer systems to handle the applications, and they don't always talk with each other when cases are resolved. Juneau resident Corey Paradovich has a unique perspective on the backlog. Until February, he worked in a Division of Public Assistance office, including answering phone calls from those in the backlog.
There were times when I had over 100 calls per day, and they are very upset. There were a number of people who would use choice four-letter words, and there were other people in tears.
Paradovich left the job and applied for Medicaid in February. Now he's part of the backlog. It's been a confusing experience.
I've received a letter saying that I am approved for Medicaid, I was not approved for Medicaid, and then I was approved for Medicaid. And all these letters came in at the same time.
On the other end of the process is Matt Stangley. He's been working on the backlog for the state. He says the job of processing the applications has been stressful. The attrition rate doubled after the backlog grew 4 years ago.
They take these positions because they want to help people in need, right? But that, you know, they're also human, so it's hard not to take this job home. And they realize that there's a large amount of work to be done, and they know the work that it takes to do that. So certainly that's going to weigh on them and increase the stress that they feel.
The state plans to hire 20 workers to handle the applications. The legislature approved half the 40 workers Governor Bill Walker's administration requested. Stangley hopes that having more workers will improve the morale for the rest of the workers and reduce the attrition rate.
We're grateful for the positions that we got, and we're going to do the absolute best that we can with them. And then obviously we'll report back to the legislature next year.
Stangley says the backlog began to grow when the Federal Affordable Care Act was rolled out. At the same time, a new state enrollment system wasn't ready. People applied, didn't hear back, and then they reapplied, adding to the backlog. Stangley says the state is working to speed up the applications for those with urgent needs. The state has hotlines to assist pregnant women and Alaskans requiring urgent care to apply for public assistance. Stangley says the division has emphasized meeting applicants in person rather than answering the phone. The new workers will be assigned to reduce the backlog and to rural offices. Jill Yorty won't be waiting much longer for Raven's Denali Kid Care application to be processed. They're moving to Colorado, where Yorty has family. She would have liked to have seen the legislature approve more workers to clear the backlog.
It sounds like a recipe for burnout to me for those employees.
Yorty is a former legislative aide who was statewide coordinator for Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign. She says legislative candidates should do more for those in the backlog.
I think they need to spend at least one day of their campaign standing in line with everybody who's waiting to get assistance and hearing their stories and hearing the struggle that this backlog causes.
The state will start hiring the new workers in July. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.